Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
School Science 2.0. Critton and Peter Colin Hill, Glenbrook Advanced Concepts Institute, 9 Glenbrook Road, Glenbrook, NSW, Australia. Introduction. If at some stage you become a victim of idle curiosity, you might catch yourself wondering, how does my mobile phone manage to do all those things, or, as I type with my fingers, where does that force come from? Then again, these may not be the sorts of things that would ever worry you. But indeed, if this is not the case and on top of that you discover that you are unusually persistent, you will be drawn into ever deeper and deeper explanations. Eventually, the answers that you seek will lead you to the fabled land of quantum mechanics. The action-packed world of balloon-like electron wave functions is filled with levers, hinges, axles, springs, circuits, and two-way antennae. When these are set in motion, quantum mechanics becomes a blockbuster movie. For those who like to preview trailers, Inner Life of the Cell is breathtaking, while DNA Animations is less cinematographic. The uplifting awe is ratcheted to a new level when you realize the location of this drama is life itself. You are the fabled land of quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics rendered on gaming-grade computers unleashes wonder. Could this possibly be real? In fact, it is. More so than the reality 1.0 that filled your days at school, it is reality 2.0. And yet, reality 2.0, the experts' pick, has garnered an overwhelming number of dislikes in the popular arena. This paper looks at addressing the experience vacuum in the classroom by putting concrete models of quantum physics that pop and rock in the hands of students, our metaphorical gamers. Once we have established contact, we look to some of the techniques developed for computer games to build a supportive learning relationship. Maybe you could call it a teacher bypass and see the situation on a competitive level. Maybe you could think in terms of a cooperative strategy with what is essentially the dawn of social robots in the classroom. The choice is yours. There are those at the Glenbrook Advanced Concepts Institute who, when questioned about the scale of the technical challenge, say, "Of course it is a moonshot, and we are at the earliest stages, 1963. It is the smart electronics, the GPS, the electronic paper labels, the stack charging, and the fact that students can order kits on Facebook and assemble them at home that we see igniting the uptake after the 1969 moment of an end-to-end demonstration. At some time in the distant past, our ancestors looked at the moon, and at some point, some internal process began, and it was no longer just there, it was significant. There was a pattern in its movement, and pattern in its shapes. It was the dawn of potential questions. Not all answers were going to be of the same value to the societies that struggled for existence under that ancient moon. Of by yourself wondering about the moon again, fat lot of use you were in that mammoth hunt, Neil. Ancient FAQ had a general theme running through their answers, selling the party line. Funny you should ask that, because the answer involves yet another reason for our society brand. To make society an immersive experience required creative reality rendering. Society required renderers. That total solar eclipse. That all will be due to your attitude to temple building, Neil. Creative reality rendering combined with some showmanship has made school education, if not exactly entertaining, but a skill progression scheme. A baby grasps the rattle, and some 20 years hence makes a scalpel incision. At some point the bubble has to burst. First a few, then many, then all, realize it was too good to be true.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.